All right, so I got my vest on, got my hunter orange hat on, got my backpack, plenty of snacks. Got to have snacks in the deer stand. And got my muzzleloader here. So if you can tell, it's muzzleload season in our area. So I'm fixing to head out this morning. It's a really nice morning, about 45 degrees, really crisp, man, beautiful fall colors. Looking forward to going out there and just enjoying God's creation and hopefully bagging a deer. So come go with me this morning. I'm gonna try a little something here. Just worked in the past, about 3 years ago during muzzleload season. I used my grunt call and actually drew in a big buck, the biggest buck I've taken on this property so far. So let's give it a whirl, see if it works. Sometimes you can do it. It may take a few minutes before a deer comes in, if they're close enough and it's gonna come in. Got this set on a young buck grunt, so maybe it wouldn't scare a younger buck and it'd make an older buck mad. Maybe they'll come in. Let's see. See if that does anything. Sounded like someone was coming down the hill. Got a cow.
Hey.
I think I missed that dude. All right, so looks like I picked up the trail. Let's see, he come running through here, following his blood trail. This is kind of the first spot that I've found good sign, about 5 yards from where we were, where I shot at him at. So you can kind of see he's coming right down through here. All right. Yeah, there we go. Got a good trail. Let's see if I can catch up with him. He's ran quite a bit. Ah, there he is. There we go. Well, that is a big old yote right there. Man, that's a big old dude. I bet he's taking out some turkey and quail in his time. That's good. That's right where I was aiming at, because his front part was covered up. But look at the chompers. Look at them chompers on that dude. Man, extreme predator right there on your deer, well, young deer, fawns and your quail and your turkey. So, hey, wasn't the deer I was going for this morning, but I've still got plenty of season left, and I'll take out any of those predators anytime I can, because, again, we have got an abundance of them on the property. So, looks like it's an old male coyote. So, glad to take that dude out. Anyway, all right, we'll go back to the house, eat a little bit of lunch, then head back out to the deer stand this afternoon and see what we can do. Beautiful day in the woods, beautiful. It was an exciting morning, even if we didn't get to see a deer. You know, as I mentioned earlier,
Management of predators plays an important role in wildlife conservation, especially if you're wanting to increase your numbers of ground nesting birds like quail and turkey. You know, what would happen if we just let those predators remain and then multiply? You know, nowadays people don't even trap or raccoon hunt like they used to. And though habitat management plays a very vital role, the decline of predator management is another big reason we've seen a drastic drop in the numbers of quail, turkey, and even rabbits in our area. Remember in that old Looney Tunes, the old coyote? Yeah, his name was Wile E. Coyote, and it described him to a T. Wile E. means skilled at gaining an advantage, especially deceitfully. He would try anything and order anything from the Acme Brick Company to try to catch that road runner. Did you know the Bible uses that word to describe someone else too? Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We are urged to protect ourselves from the deceitful enemy. And in 1 Timothy 6:11, Paul urges us for us to flee from the temptations of sin and sin itself. Because what happens if we allow those temptations and sins to remain? Just like those predators, it will grow and destroy us. Paul didn't just urge us to flee from sin, he also told us to run to righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. When we flee from sin and run to the Lord, we can get back to the purpose God wants to use us for. In Hebrews 12:1, it says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Speaking of which, with that coyote out of the way now, maybe I can get back to the deer stand and see some more action this afternoon. Hey, if you like this video and want to see more like it, check out Outdoors with Sean Merrill on lifeword.org or follow LifeWord on social media networks. Now let's get back out in the woods, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.